It's 2:45, so let's get started. So one of the more common questions I've been getting since Minyanim have restarted, particularly in our neighborhood, where the instruction that we've given is that the Baal Koreh should get all seven aliyos, we've also given the instruction that there should be no separate reading of Maftir, and that Chatzi Kaddish should wait until after the Haftorah. So people are wondering, what in the world is that all about? Where does such a thing come from? We never heard of such a thing, that you delay Chatzi Kaddish till after the Haftorah, that one guy gets all seven. How's that not a bracha levatala for one guy to get all seven aliyos? And what if there are kohanim in the minyan? So I thought maybe we'll take a step back, and instead of just answering those questions, let's just discuss the different solutions that have been proposed for the problem of giving aliyos during this era of COVID. Now, the obvious issue is that we can't do it in the normal way, or it's a very major problem to try to do it in the normal way, because we're trying to minimize the number of people that are in direct contact with each other, or that are in direct contact with the Sefer Torah, because we're trying to limit the transmission of the virus. So we also don't want people standing right next to each other and breathing on each other. And this seems to be like the accepted rule everywhere in Eretz Yisrael now. There are all sorts of tshuvas coming out about who's makom kavua, who gets to keep their makom kavua, because people who used to sit next to each other can no longer both keep their makom kavua because everyone's got to be 2 meters away from each other. So each solution has its own drawbacks. All of the solutions have the problem of the minhag being to have a prepared Baal Koreh, have a Baal Koreh and who's prepared to lane, and a separate Ola similar to Kabbalah Satorah. That's the minhag. The Mishabur and Simon Kuf Memal Sivkan Tazayin says that Noagim Shah Gabay Omeid Eitzel HaSefer Torah, the Gabay stands right there, Vuhu Kaviyachal B'mokam Hashem Yisbarach, and the Gabay is in place of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shum Etzave Likros L'Kol Mi Sheyirtze, because he's the one that's being mitzaveh to read from the Torah. Va'korei hu asirsur b'makom Moshe, and the korei is the go-between who's giving over the Torah in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ole hu amekabel b'makom kol Yisrael u'bishlichusam, and the ole there represents Klal Yisrael as is the shaliach of the rest of the tzibur. And that's a minhag hakadmonim, that you have 3 people standing right next to the Sefer Torah, right on top of the Sefer Torah. So obviously that cannot be fulfilled. That we are stuck. We cannot fulfill. So let's go through what the solutions that have been proposed are in terms of how to run Kriya Satara and the issues relating to each solution. Now, I'll let you know at the outset, I may go over 10 minutes, but I will still absolutely not be thorough on this topic. There are many, many more angles that need to be taken, that need to be considered on this topic. If I could just ask everyone to mute, I'm going to mute everyone, but if you become unmuted, please mute yourselves again. So the solution number one is the one that we've been doing in our shul, is that the same Ola gets all 7 aliyos. The Baal Koreh gets all 7 aliyos. And that was what was suggested by Rav Schechter. And initially, when they started porch minyanim in Eretz Yisrael, that was suggested by Rav Asher Weiss as well in a tshuva that he wrote. Now, the drawback is, the most obvious drawback is, what happened to the Kohen and then the Levi? Isn't that the Seder HaDvarim that you're normally supposed to have? And if you don't give a Kohen an aliyah first, doesn't the Kohen have to leave the room? But if you only have a minyan mitzumtzum, how can you have a Kohen leave the room? So what do we do about this? So a little bit of background is important over here. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Siv Gimel Paskins, Kohen Kori B'Torah Rishon V'Achar of Levi V'Achar of Yisrael. That there is in fact an order of Kohen, then Levi, then Yisrael. And the reason for this is V'Kidashto applies to Kol Dover Shem B'Kedusha, the mitzvah to honor the Kohen with going first applies to all Dvarim Shem B'Kedusha. Levtoach Rishon, Nevarich Rishon, Litol Maneyafa Rishon. So that is the mitzvah, and therefore certainly there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to honor the Kohen with the first aliyah. The Mishnah Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Tes, tells us that Elu Dvarim Amru B'Pnei Darkei Shalom, that one of the things that we do for the sake of keeping the peace is that Kohen, Kari Rishon, V'Achrav Levi, V'Achrav Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, no, it's a din d'orais really, that the Kohen goes first because of a Kiddushto. What does it mean, Darkei Shalom? Even the fact that the Levi goes after the Kohen is based on the Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'Yichtov Moshe Satar Levi. So the Gemara says, Atul Yodanu Shal Kohanim B'nei Levi Ninu. Do we not know that Kohanim are B'nei Levi? Ella Kohen B'reish Avadu Levi. The Torah wants to put the word Kohen right before Levi to let us know that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, then the Levi gets the second Aliyah. So all of these are Dinam D'Oraisa, perhaps. So why do we need Darkei Shalom to tell me that the Kohen goes before the Levi, who goes before the Yisrael? So the Gemara explains, because the Kohen could always be Mochel, and the Mechila would work. But Darkei Shalom tells us he's not allowed to be be mochel, that he could always be chole kavod la'acherim lahaktim lefanov on a daraisa level. Darkei Shalom says he should not be mochel. In order to keep the peace, we want to make sure that the kohen will always go first. So when they want to give aliyos to somebody else, there are many shuls that have the practice to ask the kohen to leave. If there are too many chiyuvim, there's a simcha or something like that, that they'll ask the kohen to leave. That is a very hotly debated topic by the achronim. In Tshuvas Shivas Tzion, or Chaim Simon Vav, he was very against any sort of compromise in this, and he referred to it as a minog hedyotos that's just designed to raise money, and is absolutely wrong. In the Tshuvas Das Sofer, part of the Sofer family, there are many Tshuvas Svarim that are called something Sofer, obviously starting with the Chasam Sofer, and working on the Ksav Sofer, and working its way down throughout the entire Sofer family. So in the Tshuvas Das Sofer, Chelek Aleph Simon Yurches, he writes, Shamati mipi kotcho shalaba mari ma'oragola zatzal, that the Balak Sav Sofer Zatzal hikbid al zeh, v'lo hiniach l'kohen lotzeis l'chot shalo levatel mitzvah saseh devikidashto, v'lo l'chos abam aslo shonos. No excuses, you cannot ask the kohen to leave. However, many, many poskim were not nearly as opposed to this minhag. Ironically, the Chasam Sofer in Orachayim Simon Chavdal Chafeh and Simon Chafeh, the Tshuva Me'av Achelik Alv Simon Tzadi Alev, and many, many others discuss this minhag. And in the more contemporary Tshuvas as well, Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe Chelik Bey Simon Lamedal and Chelik Gimel Simon Chaf, the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelik Bey Simon Mem Alev, the Shevet Alevi and Chelik Ches Simon Chafeh, Rav Shturbach and Chelik Alv Simon Kufnan Alev, many posts can discuss this, and they say this is the minhag, this is what people do, that when you need to give a lot of other aliyos, they ask the Kohen to leave. The Shaul Meishiv and the Chasam Sofer said they should at least give the Kohen the honor of Hotzav Achnasa, so that at least they'll partially fulfill the Kiddushah. They'll give him like the first kibud that there is to give him, and also so that it will be like a hint to him that he's not going to be getting Kohen, so he should get out of shul and know to leave without them having to ask him to leave the shul. Now, even though the Kohen can't be mochel, there are certain cases where the minhag is not to give the Kohen the first aliyah. The Pri Chadosh in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei says that if they sold Chasen Bereishis at a price, then a Kohen cannot claim that he is entitled to it. The Beis Yosef writes that the Kohen doesn't have to even leave shul in such a case. So in our case, Rav Shechter writes, in the case of the COVID Minyanim, where it's understood that the Bal Kori has to get the aliyos, so Rav Shechter thinks the Kohen does not have to leave. He writes in one of the Corona Tshuvas, V'af Shem Ibrei Darkei Sholem Tiknu Chacham Shol Yimchal HaKohen Al Kvodo Li Kori Rishon, even though the Gemara says they made a takana that a Kohen should not be mochel, everyone knows the situation over here. This is a milsul shchicha. The rabbanon did not institute their gezera of darkei shalom in such a case. It's unnecessary for all of the kohanim to leave the beis hakneses. If the kohen remains, the achronim say that the elder should be called up. Birshus hakohen yamod ploni ben ploni Yisrael b'mekom kohen. So the Gabbai should be aware to change the nusach of how he calls up the Ola, but the Ola could still go up even though there's a Kohen. Another drawback of this is that all those brachos seem like they are extra, right? How can you have one guy saying seven aliyos with all the different brachos? So that is not really as strange as it might seem. In fact, it's a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch that is absolutely permissible to do. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Si'if Hey, Beis HaKnesses, Shein Ben Mishi Odea Likros Ala Echad. What if you only have one person who knows how to read in the Beis HaKnesses, one person who knows how to lay? Yevarech v'yikra k'tzas psukim v'yevarech l'achreyem. V'chose l'varech t'chila v'kari k'tzas psukim v'yevarech l'achreyem. V'chein yaseh kama pa'am. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, let him get every aliyah. Kimispara olim shalosa ayom. However many olim there are supposed to be that day, the guy who knows how to read will get all of those aliyahs. So granted, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Laman Gimel points out that we must be speaking about a case where there aren't even people who can read, or who can even read along with the fellow. You don't even have anybody who's able to read along with the fellow, and that's why this fellow needs to, that's why no one else is able to get an aliyah. But if you have someone who knows how to read along, then the Mechaber then it would be permissible. So the Mishmur points out we must be speaking about a case where there aren't even people who can read along, because the Mechaber requires reading along at least to get the Aliyah. Mishmur points out, according to the Ramah in Simen Kof Lamed Tes Sif Hei, we give Aliyos even to people who can't read along, even people who can't even do that, who can't even follow along as the Bal Korei is reading. So that's why this halacha is never relevant. You never need to give the Bal Korei all of the Aliyos. Or so we thought. We thought this halacha was never relevant, and that's why none of us ever heard of it before, because it was never relevant. You can give an Aliyah even to someone who can't read along. So when would this ever come up? Oh, but it comes up if you can't have a second person standing at the Torah. So now this halacha becomes relevant again, and it's mefurish and Shulchan Aruch that a person can get all of the Aliyos. What about Maftir? What's the story with the Maftir that we do, that we skip the second reading of the Maftir, and we skip the Chatzi Kaddish? So Rav Shachter points out that the Gemara says Hamaftir Benavi Hu Yikra B'Torah Tchila, Yikra B'Torah Tchila, that the person who is going to be Maftir Benavi has to, it's considered disrespectful if he doesn't read from the Torah first. So he shouldn't be stuck with only reading from the Navi. He should also get to read from the Torah. So the one who's Maftir Benavi has to read from the Torah first. So it sounds like there should be no hefsik between them, that right after reading the Maftir, you should right away read the Haftorah. And that's why the Magen Avraham in Simkuf Mem Gimel Sivkat Dalit says that if they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah at the end of Shvi'i, they should not say Kaddish after Shvi'i, just have Shvi'i count as the Maftir and say the Haftorah right away, because really the Maftir is Olah L'Minyan HaKruim. The real halacha is that if you need seven Olim, so the one who's going to read the Haftorah counts as one of those seven Olim. There's no need for an eighth Aliyah. You only need seven people to get an Aliyah on Shabbos. So whoever got Shvi, really, really, strictly speaking, could read the Haftorah. That fulfills the Gemara's requirement to read from the Torah first when he read Shvi'i. And there should be no Kaddish interrupting between the Maftir and the Haftorah. That's where Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that they were Mevatel the Minhag to say Chatzi Kaddish after Shlishi on a Tainas Tzibur. And they used to have such a Minhag say Chatzi Kaddish after Shlishi on a Tainas Tzibur. And then they would go into the Haftorah. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, don't do that, because you're not supposed to have a break between the Maftir and the Haftorah. And that's also why Rav Shachter is opposed to the idea of saying a Misha Berech for Cholim and other things after the Maftir and before the Haftorah. After Maftir, before the Haftorah, there should be no break. It should go straight. The Ikra Din, as described by Tosos Maseches Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, is that the Maftir is Olah L'Minyan Shiva. The only reason we do a separate Maftir is just to enable more people to participate in the Kriyas HaSidra. But it's not written the reading of the Sedra. But really, it's not really necessary to have an eighth Aliyah. So when one person is getting all of the Aliyos anyway, you're not bringing anyone extra in anyhow. So why would you add a second reading and add an eighth Aliyah? Make this unnecessary Hosafa. And that's why we stick with seven Olim. And once you're sticking with seven Olim, and the seventh one is going to be the one that reads the Haftorah, you can't be Mafsik. You can't say Chatzi Kaddish right in the middle. So you got to go right into the Haftorah, and then you'll say the Chatzi Kaddish afterwards. That's the explanation of what we've been doing. That's the explanation of solution number one. Solution number two is a simpler solution and a much more halachically easy solution. Let everyone lay in their own aliyah, meaning tell everyone in advance which aliyah they're going to get and let them prepare it. So that's really ideal halachically. That used to be the practice, that everyone would have to, many Sephardim still have that practice, that everyone lays their own aliyah. And you could even arrange it that a Kohen would prepare the first aliyah and a Levi will prepare the second aliyah, and that would be perfect. The drawbacks of this solution are practical. They are not halachic. Drawback number one is it's not so easy to arrange for in multiple small minyanim, where there are only 12 people at every minyan. Good luck finding seven different people to lane at a 12-person minyan. So that's a practical issue. The other issue is that they're all going to end up touching the same Torah, and there are a lot of people that are concerned about shared surfaces and people touching the same thing. So you could have Purell up there, you could have gloves that people have to put on by each aliyah when they go and get the aliyah. Okay, these are solutions, but these are the the practical issues with that solution. Solution number three, the third possibility of what to do, and someone just sent me a picture of a shul in, I think, Queens, where they were doing this today, is to have two Sifrei Torah. Someone told me this has become popular in Eretz Yisrael, that they take out two Sifrei Torah, they set them up on two different tables, 2 meters apart from each other, and one, the Baal Koreh, is standing by one Sefer Torah, and he's reading from the Torah, and by the other Sefer Torah, the Ola is standing. So the Ola says a bracha by his Sefer Torah, the Baal Koreh reads out of his Sefer Torah, they're 2 meters apart from each other, and the Ola just reads along. So it seems ridiculous, right? That's one of the suggestions. So is that okay? Can you be Yotze if you're not reading from the same Torah? So there is a machlokas whether you need to see anything even to get the Aliyah. Is it even required to look into the Torah? The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Tesif Gimel says that Suma Eino Kore Lefishas Alikros Afilu Osach Shlom Naksav, that a blind person cannot get an Aliyah because he can't do it by heart. You got to read from the Torah. But the Ramah says in the name of the Maril that nowadays we do give a blind person an Aliyah because just like we give an Amaretz who doesn't know how to read an Aliyah. So you don't even need to be reading from, even when there's one Torah, you don't need to be reading from it. It sounds from that, certainly according to the Ramah, if the Ola is going to be reading from a Torah, even if it's not the same Torah that the Baal Koreh is reading from, it would seem that Me'ikra Din at least that would work according to the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Yud Beis quotes a Taz in the Gra that the Ramah allows the blind person because of Shomea Ka'ona, because the blind person at least is able to hear the Baal Koreh, and therefore it's a fulfillment of Shomea Ka'ona. In She'ilas Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Endin, Chelek Aleph, Simenayin Hay, he asks that Shomea Ka'ona shouldn't work over here, because Shomea Ka'ona only works as if you said those words, but it doesn't make it as if you're Kori Mitoch HaKsav. Whenever there are details of how to read, Shomea Ka'ona is not going to cover that. So that's not so poshut at all that that's true. That is a famous comment that the Beis Halevi has with regard to Birchas Kohanim, about not being able to be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona and Birchas Kohanim, because Birchas Kohanim has to be B'kol Ram. So it could be that I'm Yotzei the Bracha by hearing them, the words of the Bracha, but I'm not Yotzei the Kol Ram. That's the famous comment that the Ragachever has when it comes to reading the Aseres B'nei Haman B'neshima Achas. He says you can't be Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona, because you could be Yotzei having said the words of the Aseres B'nei Haman, but not the B'neshima Achas, because that's a detail of how to say it. But Pashtus is not like any of that. Pashtus says you are Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona. Having the second Sefer Torah seems to solve that problem, though, because he's also reading Mitoch HaKsav. You don't have to rely on Shomea Ka'ona. You don't have to rely on any of the kulas of a Suma. He is reading Mitoch HaKsav. The downside of it is that it looks ridiculous. It just looks silly. The Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Beis paskins that the Ola has to read with the Shatz in order Shalotei Berchaso Levatala. And the Bir Alach explains that even the Ramah was only Mekel for a Suma, but anyone who's not a Suma certainly should have to read together. So he is reading together. However, there may be another issue, and this is one of my Talmidim. Jeremy Bingenfeld texted me this morning that he thought this sounds like it should be a violation of unnecessarily moving a Sefer Torah. What do you need the second Sefer Torah for? You're not allowed to just take out a Torah just because you feel like taking out a Torah and opening it up, or are you? So if you take out a Torah to read from it, maybe that's considered the tzorech. So Rav Asher Weiss in his Piske Corona says, less man de palig, that it's not appropriate to be motzi a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh to read from it, kishe'ein called takana, when you're not accomplishing anything. There's no minog or mitzvah. In a tshuva he wrote to Rabbi Luban from Edison, New Jersey, about a bar mitzvah boy who wanted to bring out another Torah to Elaine. He says there's certainly nothing gained by taking out another Torah to read from when there's no mitzvah or minog that's being fulfilled, and therefore it's generally not appropriate. Even though b'yimei kedem there were gedolei olam that used to read shnayim mikra v'erchat targum from a sefer Torah, and the Ariya Kadosh had such a minag, lo chazinon l'rabboseinu b'doros ha'achronim shenagu kach. Our Rebbeim in the past few generations do not do that. The Netziv in a tshuva in Meshuv Davar Chelek Aleph Simen Tezayin, a tshuva written to a rabbi in Cincinnati, Ohio, says they wanted to celebrate a new Aron Kodesh by reading from the Torah, so he says not to take out a Torah to read from Shalom B'makom Chiyuv, and he proves it from a Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Mem Dalet Sifkat and Hay, that at an Afrov they would take out a second Torah and read from the Parsha of Eliezer Eved Avraham, because it's appropriate for an Afrov, but only if they were already laning and they would have in mind to be Yotzei when they said the Bracha for that Kriya also. So since Yerushalmi says that Birchas HaTorah Midaraisa is only when you read B'tzibur, so it's best to refrain from Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur without a Bracha. So the Netziv says, so that's what you see, you don't take out a Sefer Torah if you're not going to be able to say a Bracha on it. Rav Asher doesn't like the Raya at all. He thinks the Raya from the Magen Avraham is not a good Raya, the Svarah of the Netziv is not a good Svarah. Don't have time to get into it right now, and certainly we know many have the practice of taking out a Torah to read Mishnah Torah on Lel Hoshana Rabbah, and Rav Asher concludes that there's no Isser Me'ikra Adin, but Yesh B'zeh Me'ein Zilzul B'Sefer Torah Likra Bo Shalol Letzorech. That certainly it is a Zilzul to a Sefer Torah to read from a Torah Shalol Letzorech, to read from a Torah unnecessarily. But when there's a particular minhag, it's considered Letzorech. Maybe in this case also, that would be considered Letzorech. They're not taking it out for nothing. They're taking it out because they can't both read from the Torah. That brings us to solution number 4. Rav Asher White suggested, why don't take out a second Sefer Torah? He did not suggest take out a second Sefer Torah. He said, just have the Ola stand 2 meters away from the Torah. The Bal Korei will be right by the Torah. He'll read from the Torah. And the Ola will stand a couple of meters away. Oh, wait a second. This goes back to everything we just discussed. We just discussed that the Ola is supposed to read from the Torah. Yeah, Lechadchila, he's supposed to read from the Torah. But you know, the Beis Yosef quotes of Mari Abuav, who says that he heard that it says in the Zohar, even though he didn't see the Zohar inside, it says he heard that it says in the Zohar that the Ola is dafka not supposed to read together with the Bal Korei. So Lashita says Zohar, the pashtus of the Zohar is the Ola is not supposed to read with the Bal Korei. So let him stand 2 meters away. And now, even though we don't pass him that way in Shulchan Aruch, at least to be mitzdarif that you know, especially since many poskim are makel with the Summa anyway, so let the Ola stand 2 meters away. So says Rav Asher Weiss, ooh, maybe the Ola should just stand by his seat. So he says, no, that you can't do, because he's called an Ola. An Ola means that he has to be Ola toward the Torah. If he just stays by his seat and he never makes any move toward the Torah. So I heard people saying this, that you could just stay where you are and say the brachas from where you are. Rav Asher Weiss says, no, absolutely not. You cannot stay where you are. You have to go toward the Torah. You just don't have to go right up to the Torah. You could stay 2 meters away. You could stay 6 feet away. And then be Yotzei, even though you're not seeing the Torah inside. So that is solution number 4. And then solution number 5, which may be the easiest solution, although the most costly, is that there are companies now that are making a plexiglass divider that will go right over the Torah, right over the bima. They'll fashion it to the size of your bima in your shul, and the Ola could stand right next to the Bal Korei, and there's a divider between them, and they're both looking at the same Torah, and it could be Yotzei in that way. So that is it costs about $300, we found out, and but that way, you know, you could do regular aliyos in a shul. So that's also a solution. So I apologize for taking 22 minutes for today's Temin Halacha Shir, but those are all the solutions that I've seen about Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.